Your Bibles, I do invite you to turn to John chapter 14, verses 13 through 14. That scripture already being read. Two Sundays ago, as you are turning there, we began a journey into unleashing the force of God within our lives through prayer. Why do people pray? Well, people pray because the throne of God has been made available to us, to them. The throne of God has been made available to them through their mediator, their great high priest, Jesus. People pray because of Jesus. People have the ability to approach the throne of grace, the throne of God, with boldness and with confidence. Because of Jesus, people have the power to pray boldly. But you know, praying reveals a lot about a person. Praying reveals how much a person loves God, how much a person trusts Jesus. Praying also reveals how much a person is willing to enter into the struggle of eternal matters of eternal significance, how they are willing to engage in those matters of eternal significance. You know, it's been said here before, and I'll say it again, that the force of God is dependent upon prayer. The force of God in my life and in your life is dependent upon prayer. The ability to live life together are two themes, allowing God's force to awaken within us and living life together depends upon prayer. You can't live life with someone without having a close relationship with the Lord through prayer. It's just impossible to do so. It will always remain a shallow experience with those people if we never have a deep prayer life. If the ability to live life together is weak, it is the result of little prayer. If the ability or the force of God being present in our lives is weak, it is the result of little prayer. In Max Lucado's book, The Power of a Simple Prayer, he writes, "It," capital I and capital T, "it troubles you, it fatigues you, it shames you. It is the disease you can't heal, the job you can't stomach, and the marriage you can't fix, the rage you can't tame. It hurts. It looms over life, two towering letters, tall and defiant, capital I and capital T. It overshadows and intimidates everyone, everyone that is, except people who take it to the Lord in prayer. It is the encounters of life. If a person does not take it to the Lord in prayer, then he or she will surrender to the power of it. If, however, a person takes it to the Lord in prayer, then it is being surrendered to the power of God. It may seem complicated, but it is really very simple. There are those who say that prayer changes things because it changes us. And I agreed with that, and I hope you do too. But prayer changes things because prayer appeals to a higher power in the universe. It's not just appealing to me or to another man. It's appealing to the top power in the universe. Prayer is not a magical formula. Prayer is the yes to God's invitation to invoke His name upon whatever it is in your life. Many live as though they think it will have the last word. But that is not true. Many of these women will come into the Pregnancy Resource Center and think that it will have the last word. The thought of there is only one answer to this situation that they find themselves into. However, taking it to the Lord in prayer and invoking the name of Jesus brings it, the situation, no matter what it may be, it brings it under the influence of a higher power. Taking it to the Lord in prayer and invoking the name of Jesus allows the last word not to be spoken by someone in this world, but allows it to be spoken by someone who is all-powerful and who is eternal. God the Father. It may seem powerful, but it is minimized when it is brought into the throne room of God. Everything kind of diminishes when we bring it into the presence of our Heavenly Father. What then does it mean to invoke the name of Jesus? I've heard it all my life. You've probably heard it all your life. Well, there is that sweet little song, Take It to the Lord in Prayer, which I love. But what does it mean to pray in Jesus' name? You have heard over your lifetime and over my lifetime, I have heard at the end of every prayer, what is at the end of every prayer? In Jesus' name. What does that mean? Has it become some type of formula that we use, or is there deeper meaning in ending a prayer by in Jesus' name? What does it mean to pray in Jesus' name? Surely it's not some type of magical formula, as we have there in the sermon notes. Using Jesus' name at the end of a prayer is not a magic formula. It's never meant to be that way. Almost every prayer, even though almost every prayer that I have heard and you have heard, ends with in Jesus' name. The specific scriptural references for these using Jesus' name and praying in Jesus' name is John 14, verses 13 through 14, that which we have already read. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 15, verse 16 says, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And John 16, verses 23 through 24 says, in that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. What then does it mean to ask in Jesus' name? What does that mean? Does it mean that we add the phrase in Jesus' name to the end of every prayer? Well, if that were the case, when Jesus gave us this exemplar prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, we would certainly expect to see in Jesus' name at the end of that prayer. However, Jesus' own teaching, reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, he says, pray then like this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, why does it not have this phrase in Jesus' name at the end of it? If this is the way Jesus tells us to pray, and then if Jesus in other passages of Scripture tells us that we can have anything we want if we pray in His name, why then does it not, this prayer, have it in Jesus' name at the end of it? And more so, what does it mean to say in Jesus' name at the end of a prayer? Or is there more to it than just saying in Jesus' name at the end of a prayer? So here it is. I suggest to you and submit to you, it is not wrong to add the phrase in Jesus' name at the end of any prayer. However, according to Scripture, it is not necessary. If you do choose to add the phrase in Jesus' name at the end of every prayer, here's what I want you to do. I certainly believe that you need to understand the full meaning of what you are using Jesus' name for, what that means. Because if we do not understand what that means to invoke the name of Jesus or to pray in Jesus' name, if all we do is add it to the end of a prayer, we are not understanding what that means. Then it becomes something that is at best it is misunderstanding. And at worst, it is an oversimplification. So what does it mean? What does it mean to add the name of Jesus to our prayers or to pray in Jesus' name? Well, using Jesus' name is authoritative. You see that there in your sermon notes. In Acts chapter 3, verse 6, Peter comes upon this lame man and he is asking him to give him silver or to give him something. And of course, Peter comes back and he says in verse 6 of Acts chapter 3, I have no silver or gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of the Christ, of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. In Acts chapter 4, verse 7 through 10, Peter and John are called before the Sanhedrin council because of healing this man in Jesus' name. And Scripture says there in that passage, and when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, by what power or by what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the peoples and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this man is standing before you well. Then in Acts chapter 16, verse 18, how does Paul rebuke an unclean spirit? He is walking around, and this girl of an unclean spirit is continually just annoying him. Finally, he turns and he says, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Now, what does all of this mean? That Jesus' name is authoritative. What does praying in the name of Jesus mean? It means to come in the name of someone else. It means to come in the name of someone means that another person has authorized us. Jesus Himself has authorized me, has authorized you to come not upon our authority, but upon His authority before God the Father. Now that is significant to me. So when we pray in Jesus' name, we are invited in the presence of God by Jesus, and upon His authorization, we have access to God. That is what praying in Jesus' name really means. Not just adding it to the end of a prayer. We are powerless in the presence of God without Jesus' authorization. What does that mean? We do not come on our own authority. In fact, we have no authority. We have no standing before God other than what Jesus Christ has given us. We are powerless. It means that we must relinquish all authority and place all of our trust in Christ alone. Praying in Jesus' name is more than adding a phrase to the end of a prayer. Praying in Jesus' name is a process of the heart. It is a process of the mind as we approach the Father in prayer. That is what praying in Jesus' name really means. Using Jesus' name is praying in a way that is consistent also with His character. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, John writes, and this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of Him. How much confidence do we have in Christ Jesus? According to this scripture, let's apply it to our lives. How much confidence do you have in Christ Jesus? Praying in Jesus' name represents all that Jesus is. When we pray, do we invoke the character of Jesus, who He really is? Do we have confidence? You may say, what does that mean, Mike, that we invoke His character? Well, this 1 John chapter 5 passage suggests that we are to have confidence. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him. What does it mean to have this confidence? What does it mean to invoke Jesus' character? Here's what it means. Do we have confidence in Jesus' holiness? Do you have the confidence in His righteousness? Do you have confidence in His love? Do you have confidence in His kindness? This is what is meant by praying in Jesus' name. So what does praying in Jesus' name mean to me? What does it mean to you? And how can you apply this concept in your daily life? I want to share with you that it is not wrong. And I do not want you to get the wrong impression. Mike is not standing up here saying you should never use the phrase in Jesus' name at the end of a prayer. I think that it is okay to do so, so long as you understand what that means and how that is played out in our lives. Because if we're going to hold on to the control of things that are going on in our life, the it in our life, if we're going to control and maintain authority and approach it with any type of power that we have of ourselves, then is it any wonder why God does not answer our prayers? If we are not relinquishing all of the control to God and to the Lord Jesus Christ and approaching the throne of grace with His authority, the authorization that Christ has given, with His character, and us trusting in those characteristics of who Jesus is it a wonder, any wonder, why some of our prayers are not answered? Jesus says if we ask it in His name, we shall receive it. Makes me think that sometimes, even myself, I take for granted what praying in His name really means. It is not sincerity. It is not complete trust. And it is not complete understanding of what Jesus' name and the power that His name makes available unto me. So what does it mean to me and how can I apply it? It means that praying in Jesus' name is not simply a formula. It means that praying in Jesus' name is an extremely, one of the most authoritative things or events that you can ever engage in your life. It means that praying in Jesus' name is praying according to Jesus' character and not our character. My character can be vindictive. My character can wish ill upon people. But if I pray with Jesus' character before me, it is the closest that we can ever come to praying the very will of God in our lives. So what I suggest to you, instead of adding in Jesus' name always to the end of your prayer, I want to challenge you over the next few weeks by doing this. This is right there in your notes on suggestions. I want to challenge you to use some of the following as you enter into prayer. I want to challenge you to say this: Our Father, we come to You in the authority of our Lord Jesus, Your Son. It is a different understanding with us verbalizing these words than adding always to the end of our prayers in Jesus' name. It's a more full understanding of what the authority of Jesus' name represents to us and what that phrase actually means. Another suggestion is, Father, we do not come on our own merits, but on the merits of Jesus Christ, who has invited us to come before You. Try using those words. Hey, Mike, can I still add in Jesus' name at the end of it? Absolutely. But I want you to have a more fuller and more a deeper understanding of what that phrase really means. Another suggestion is that, Father, we thank You for forgiving our sins and giving us access to Your throne by the work of Jesus, Your Son. If you're like me, you were raised in a family and in a church that uses in Jesus' name at the end of every prayer. It is not wrong, but there's more to it than just a simple phrase. Whatever it is in your life, what I want you to understand is that it does not have to have the last word. Taking it to the Lord in prayer through the name of Jesus is a declaration of one essential truth. Do you know what that is? That whatever it is will not have the last word in your life. Whether it is cancer, my cancer is not in charge, Jesus is. Whether it's the economy is not in charge, Jesus is. Whether it is a pregnancy, the pregnancy is not in charge, Jesus is. The fact that an individual may raise a child by themselves, that does not have to be the last word. Jesus can be the last word. And His power and His authority upon that individual's life can have redemptive powers upon them simply by invoking the name of Jesus. The Lord tells us that we can have whatever we want. The grumpy neighbor doesn't run the world. Does anybody have a grumpy neighbor? You don't have to raise your hands, okay? You don't have to do that. But there are some that would say, well, the grumpy neighbor runs the world. He doesn't. She doesn't. Jesus does. Even though Satan is attacking my marriage, some of you may encounter people whose marriage is being attacked. Your very marriage may be attacked by Satan. Even though Satan is attacking your marriage, Jesus, what we need to understand is that the power of Jesus, when we go to Him and invoke His name before the Father, He gets to have the last word. Even though I feel that I need to abort this child, Jesus, You, when I go to You in prayer, You get to have the last word. Jesus, at the name of Jesus, at His authority, not my authority, not your authority, but the authority of Jesus Christ, we come into the very presence of God.